Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. You know, to say things are a little uncertain right now is probably a bit of an understatement. Our stock market has crashed, or I guess at the very least, taken a nosedive. People are hoarding toilet paper and customers are tightening their wallets as we all prepare for uncertainty. You know, this is a whole lot to take in on both a personal and a professional level. So in light of, you know, these recent events, I've kind of gone back and forth on how I want to proceed with the podcast, with business coaching, and even with my own business, that, you know, with my handmade product-based business. But above everything, I always want to be authentic and genuine with you. And I don't believe that it would be authentic and genuine for me to just, you know, continue on without acknowledging that the handmade community is feeling pretty anxious and unsettled right now. Honestly, I'd feel like a really big jerk to just hop on here like everything is all unicorns and rainbows, talking about things like designing a new product line or getting traffic to your shop without addressing the real elephant in the room. It just wouldn't feel right to skip over what everyone is thinking about right now. So there's this usual amount of stress and pressure that comes with running a business, right? And making sure that you generate enough sales and there's enough income coming in and all that. But the pressure that this pandemic adds is just like a whole new level. So I'm feeling it just like everyone else. Thankfully, so far, my sales are still acceptable. And if they stay at their current rate, I'll be able to trudge forward. And I'm very thankful and blessed for that. But I would be lying if I said I'm not monitoring my stats like a hawk and aware that that could change at any moment, depending on, you know, what the future holds. So I say all of this to say that we're all in this together. I'm walking through this right alongside you. You know, my plan is to just accept this challenge like all of the others that I've faced before and remain confident that it's going to be okay. It may not be fun, but it'll be okay. I read a post on Facebook that said something to the effect that, you know, this may pass like a kidney stone, but this too shall pass. So that's kind of my mentality about it. It's going to pass. It may be painful, but it's going to pass. So continue to take care of your customers. Release those product lines as you've planned or as best as you can now that there's been some changes. Now, you know, now is not the time to abandon your customers. Our customers need normalcy and interaction with familiar faces. Even if they're, you know, virtual friends on Facebook or Instagram, they need to see the same people, the same type of posts. They need some normalcy while everything else kind of feels like it's burning and crashing around them. But be tactful and tasteful about it. Now, most importantly, remember that those people on the other end of your business are people too. So treat those people with, you know, common decency and respect. Now is the time to go a step further and use those interactions as opportunities to spread kindness. Right now, we need to be using any type of interaction with our customers to be kind. The world certainly needs more kindness during times such as these. So let's control the controllables, like focusing on having a structurally sound business with solid SEO, strong marketing strategies, and quality products. It looks like we may have extra time to work on those things, so it's time to get laser focused. That's what I'm going to, you know, continue focus on teaching you so that when we pull through to the other side, however long that may be, hopefully it's sooner than later, you'll have a business that can stand the test of time. And I encourage you to remain hopeful and keep faith. Above all, above everything, keep faith in yourself that you're strong enough to persevere in the uncertainty. We're in this together. Now, if there's a topic that you would like for me to discuss on the podcast, please feel free to email me at hello@thesassycreative.com. I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.